We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation that will be led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Commissioner Senegal. If you'll rise, please.
Please pray with me. Lord God, our Savior, bring us closer to you. Fill our minds with your word. Give us the wisdom to lead us to heaven. Bless us for our Lord.
Please, John.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We'll begin with items today under purchasing. Item A is to approve specifications for rebid sale of 9.40 acres of undeveloped land in Jefferson County, north of Nederland, Texas. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Verizon Wireless for purchases pursuant to the state of Texas for the Sheriff's Department for existing account. Item C and D will be tabled until we get some executed agreements back. Item E is to consider and approve a price increase of 3% for a term contract for janitorial services with Advax, Inc. The increase is due to a consumer price index increase in the wages paid to their janitorial staff workers. Item F is to consider and approve a change of operation hours for Advax, Inc. janitorial night staff workers under the term contract for janitorial services from 5:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. as their window of operation. Item G is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of a term contract for snack and drink vending machines for Jefferson County with John Paul's Food Services, LLC for the first additional one-year renewal period from December 4, 2012 to December 3, 2013. And item H is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of a term contract for a lease of 217.892 acres of land out of Section 263, Abstract Number 358 in Jefferson County with Mr. Richard Daly for a third additional one-year renewal from November 15, 2012 to November 14, 2013. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on any of those items?
I have a question on these one-year options. What are some of the things that can have us to go back out on those particular bids? I'm concerned about G.
I have one question regarding the time for the Advax hours of operations. Has that been coordinated with maintenance here? And they're okay.
I think we're just taking 30 minutes off.
I was going to say, it's, that window is almost the same now, isn't it?
It is the same. I'm going to make it
five. Okay. Okay, that's cool.
And they are.
Okay, thank you.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A can be tabled. Item B is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for 2012 National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we'll get to that in a little while. Item C is to consider reappointing Dr. Cecil Walks as Jefferson County Local Health Authority. Pursuant to Texas Health and Safety Code Section 121.021 through 029, the appointment's for a term of 2 years. Item D is to consider and approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation recommendations. And by addendum, item E is going to be tabled. And by addendum, item F is to receive and file executed letter of agreement between Lamar University and the Jefferson County Commissioners Court for the taping of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meetings. Do I have a motion on those items under County Commissioners? Been moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any questions or discussions? No, under commission. discussion or not? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And tell me, who is here today, Linda? Who all have you got with you today on the Breast Cancer Awareness Month initiative? You want to introduce everybody? Let me read this and then I'll let you.
Okay.
Whereas October 2012 is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and whereas except for skin cancer, breast cancer is the most common cancer among American women, with about 1 in 8 women in the nation developing invasive breast cancer during her lifetime. Whereas this year, an estimated 226,870 new cases of female breast cancer will be diagnosed, and 39,510 women will die from the disease in the United States. Whereas mammography, an X-ray of the breast, is recognized as the single most effective method of detecting breast cancer early. And whereas the Julie Rogers Gift of Life program will celebrate Breast Cancer Awareness Month with a month-long regional awareness campaign, Putting on the Pink, which includes the provision of free clinical breast exams and mammograms for medically underserved women, extensive educational outreach, a special series, Cancer Crusaders, that provides medical professionals with critical cancer information and clinical credits, a Breast Cancer Survivors Project, Bravo, and Applause for the Cause, and the Pink Shopping Cart Project. And whereas the Gift of Life enhances the continuum of care for breast cancer patients, survivors, caregivers, and family members through the Pink Power Network, a breast cancer support group formed through a partnership with the Gift of Life and Baptist Hospitals of Southeast Texas. And whereas the Gift of Life is a cooperative effort of many outstanding medical facilities and staff that include Baptist Hospitals of Southeast Texas, Julie and Ben Rogers Cancer Institute, Charlene and Sydney Chief Dolphin Cancer Screening and Prevention Center, the University of Texas Medical Branch at Galveston and its local clinics, the UTMB Cancer Stop Program, the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, local physicians. And whereas the Julie Rogers Gift of Life program provides nearly 2,000 free mammograms and clinical breast exams for medically underserved individuals each year, and makes available follow-up care for those who need additional testing and treatment following their screening. Whereas the Gift of Life has helped extend the lives of more than 175 women whose breast cancer was detected at Gift of Life screening and were provided access to follow-up treatment. And whereas several thousand individuals have provided cancer awareness education and information at more than 75 Gift of Life, Sydney Chief Dolphin breast cancer outreach programs and area health fair each year, now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the month of October 2012 as Breast Cancer Awareness Month and October 1st as Julie Rogers Gift of Life Program Day in Jefferson County.
Judge Brannick, thank you so very much. And commissioners, we thank each and every one of you for your support of the Julie Rogers Gift of Life program, which, as you well know, is a little local group of people that are working very hard to spread awareness about breast cancer and other gynecological cancers here in our community. And we thank you for your support each and every year that you give it to us. And we want to tell you that we couldn't do it without our partnership without our partnership with Baptist Hospital. And we have here.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you so very much, Judge, Commissioners. I'm Irene Ramirez. I'm nurse manager of the Charlene and Sydney Chief Dolphin Cancer Screening and Prevention Center, as well as being a board member of the Julie Rogers Gift of Life program. And I have the distinct privilege of seeing this wonderful program at both sides, on both ends. So I see the faces of those women who come for their screenings with tears in their eyes that are so incredibly grateful for the opportunity to have a life-saving mammogram. I also see them once they're diagnosed and we treat them. And let me tell you, it's a difficult journey that I hope no one ever has to make. And by the way, men do get breast cancer as well. So just a most sincere thank you. We're very happy to partner. Baptist Hospital is very happy to partner with the Gift of Life program. It's a wonderful relationship that we've had for many, many years. We're all one big happy family, and we just want to eradicate breast cancer. That's what it's all about. Oh, also, I think Linda's going to say a little bit about some of the activities that are coming up.
We definitely want to talk about our pink shopping card project, which is, of course, everyone knows about that, 20% off. If anybody in here does not have a pink shopping card, well, we can make that happen for you. But I also want to thank our executive board members, Connie Zuch and Dora Nisby and Alberta Jones, and all the members of our wonderful staff that are here today to help us to say thank you to you. We also have, of course, the big event coming up on, the 27th, when we have the Pointer Sisters here to shine a light on and have fun, but we also are trying to shine a light on the fact that breast cancer awareness is very important, and we hope everyone will participate and attend that wonderful event. Now, if I've forgotten anything, I know that I have these people right here to back me up. Oh, there she is. Where have you been? She's our spokesperson. I'm trying my best here.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Norma Sampson, and on behalf of the Gift of Life, and I'm sure Ms. Domino did a fabulous job of sharing everything, we just thank you once again for always opening up this opportunity for us to share our life-saving message with so many people. This year alone, we will provide over 2,100 free mammograms. There have been 25 women in the last 18 months who have been diagnosed with breast cancer, thanks to the generosity and the support of Southeast Texans. So it's our pleasure, it's certainly a blessing for us to be able to provide these services to women throughout Southeast Texas and in the seven counties. We're running a little bit late because my hop-along Cassidy will be here in a moment. Regina twisted her ankle, unfortunately, this weekend, and she wanted to come, so I'm her driver. She should be coming up. She was trying to go through security and just toss me her purse, and the guards were chasing us and saying, come back. You've got to go through security. So I'm sorry. It was a little bit of a... I've got to start exercising.
She may be out at the jail.
Oh, my goodness. So, are you there? Oh, good. Well, but thank you. So many of you come to our screenings. You're part of our life.
Oh. Did she tell you I was trying to make a touchdown?
I said that we forgot, and you said, here, catch my purse, and the security guards were running after us. So anyway, but thank you as always. We know we were here in September for ovarian cancer, and we do appreciate you letting us be here again.
Y'all keep telling us thank you, and it's we who want to say thank you to y'all. You know, the work that y'all do in our community, the lives that you touch so and immeasurably enrich is phenomenal. Any commissioner's court, city council, or anything in any county in the state of Texas or this nation would be most appreciative of having a group like yours who do such wonderful work to help and serve their neighbors.
Thank you, Judge.
How did y'all pull that off? I know why Paul was on there. Alberta said, I'm not going to. But Peter Nell. What's his name, Hubert Oxford? How did y'all pull it off?
Well, we first started out, Commissioner, by saying, you won't have to do much. We won't embarrass you. Just to help us raise awareness and perhaps some funding for our breast cancer program. And then one escalated to the next. You know how women do our men. We just say, it's nothing. And then it ended up being fabulous. And thank you for everyone that did that. We appreciate you supporting the ribbon run. I guess it was just a couple of weeks ago, Amanda, and we were here two weeks ago with 2,000 devoted fans that braved the weather that were here with us along with everyone else, and it was just phenomenal with Richard Simmons, and we're still reeling from that, and then now coming into putting on the pink for this whole month of activities where we'll be hosting, as Ms. Domino said, the Pointer Sisters on October the 27th. It promises to be a sold-out event. It's been fabulous. Everybody is really getting into the disco theme. It's costume optional, but I understand the orders for white go-go boots have gone up on Amazon.com, so we'll look forward to sharing that event with you. And we're still continuing bringing our mobile mammography unit throughout Southeast Texas. We had 3 van sites last week. We've got 2 this week, so It's just incredible. And again, it takes a village. It's certainly not just our program, but it is the staff, it's the volunteers, it's the officers, it's each one of you who give up your time and your talents to help our program. So we appreciate it. We wouldn't be alive and able to help so many other people in our counties if it weren't for you. So thank you again from all of us.
I want to say thank you also for that beautiful lunch we had. It was kind of exotic. Everybody said they saw me eating on TV, one of the last things I needed to, some people need to see me do. But that day I spoke to Regina about two of my relatives that have breast cancer. One passed away and they buried her, 35 years old, and buried her this past Saturday.
Oh, I'm so
and
sorry.
And my niece is currently dealing with breast cancer. She's 35. So I want to say I really can understand what all you do and why you do it. And I want to thank you personally and promise my pledge that I'll always support you guys.
Well, we appreciate that so much.
You ladies, and I apologize.
And also, I wanted to tell you, I'm on the board of MD Anderson Cancer Center and have had a very blessed relationship with them over there for 52 years because of my brother who was operated on when he was a young man in 1960, but I'm part of a cancer control meeting, a committee that was set up, and I met with just about 20 people last week, including the president, Dr. DePino, and we are really, really so far ahead in the way of prevention in Jefferson County because of you all and because of the tremendous support that we've been getting. But it's not so much that they're looking for a cure for cancer. Of course, they're going to continue doing that. But it's all prevention. It's separate. Everything that they're talking about is prevention, and that's what we do so well. Not only the screenings, but the educational part of it, which is so important. And they're looking to us for guidance on how do we arrange screenings and have such a low no-show rate. Out of all the users of the UTMB mobile van throughout the state, the Gift of Life has the greatest record in no-shows for having a very low no-show rate, virtually one or two even then at each van site. And we do more mammograms per van site than anyone else. We do 34. Some cities and counties only do 15 or 16 when the van comes. So we have an excellent record of which we're so proud, but it is because, as Norma said, support like from the county that's so important to what we continue to do.
Judge, Ms. Nesby, I got my message.
I noticed you have your pink tie. We thank you. And I just, thank you. That is putting on the pink. That's putting on the pink.
They were supposed to call us. They didn't call us. I wore mine last week.
You notice both ends of the bench got the message. Okay?
Yeah, well, that balances it. I just want to speak on behalf of the volunteers. I'm just honored to have been a volunteer since the inception of this program. And if it were not for the Gift of Life, I don't know what some of us would do. Volunteering is such a rewarding experience that we can give back to the community. And we appreciate the Gift of Life in that we know that we are helping save lives, and it's also helping us by giving back to the community. So we want to thank you again for giving us the opportunity to volunteer.
Bo, you're right. They called me, and I just gave them Paul's cell phone number, so I wouldn't be involved in that. But the one thing that he has been advocating is that real men do wear pink, and he has started wearing a pink shirt, pink tie during this time. So real men do wear pink. So wear your pink ties, your pink shirts, and your bras.
However, they enjoyed those bras way too much. And it's really humbling when your husbands look better in bras than you do.
Thank you all again.
We have some little tokens that we're going to pass to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Good to see you. Okay, moving on to items under county auditor, items A and B will be tabled and replaced with items on the addendum. Item C is to consider and approve an intergovernmental agreement with Port of Port Arthur Navigation District for the distribution of the 2010 Port Security Grant Funds. Item D is regular county bills, check numbers 372481 through 372780. By addendum, item E is to consider and approve fiscal year 2013 budget transfer for the 252nd District Court to replace a computer for $1,500. And item F is to consider and possibly approve a 2013 budget amendment for the jail to replace a computer in the amount of $1,500. And item G is to consider and approve an interlocal agreement with the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission for participation in the regional emergency alerting system. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? As have it unanimously. And under Sheriff's Department, item A is consider and approve a resolution allowing Jefferson County to accept the Paul Coverdell Forensic Science Improvement Grant that's been awarded to the Regional Crime Lab for the 2013 project year. This is a fully funded NIJ grant that requires no cash match from the county. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under Treasurer, item A is to receive and file the investment schedule for September 2012, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Item B is to consider, review, and possibly approve and receive and file the 2012-2013 Jefferson County Investment Policy and Procedures. Do I have a motion on those two items? Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Arnold and Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. That brings us to the end of our formal agenda. Is there anything that any of the commissioners or anyone of the elected officials wish to bring to the attention of the public or
Judge,
without taking action?
A couple of things I want to bring to the public. It didn't come through the court per se with the new soccer team and things of that nature, but there was some advertisements sent out. They're talking about the new season that's coming up and the prices of the ticket. I just want to stress the importance of supporting the team out there. Soccer is going real well and with our youth in the community, so I hope that's something can help push that. The prices of those tickets are $9, $15, excuse me, $19, and $25. I think it's real reasonable. It's a good family event. They have a strong schedule for the month of December and through February So I hope that we get our community involved with it. I hope that they are pushing it. One other thing, I want to congratulate Judge Griffin. I don't know if Jerry Nelson and several others that are going to do a salute to industry. They will have Craig Morgan, Joe Nixon, and our very own left-hand guitarist, Barbara Lynn. One of those Heber Knights, graduate from Heber High School, will be performing, and that will be October 19th. The tickets are free. You can't beat the price. So we would hope that everyone go out and support the cause for the industry. But more than anything, we got one of our very own in there, Barbara Lynn. She is a very strong part of our community and has been here for a while. So I want to pass that along to the public. Oh, and tickets at the visitor center. That's all, Judge.
Right, and real quick, thank you, Commissioner. Mr. Erickson, would you please just tell them about the conflict and so we don't, y'all won't get bombarded by calls.
We gave out our employee benefits packets, and as the court may or may not be aware, the risk pool board voted to add a free, a paid for eye exam. In the actual booklet, it shows that there's a free eye exam. There's a discrepancy with what's in there. There's a kind of a table of benefits, and it says eye exams aren't covered. We do have one eye exam covered for each member who's covered under the insurance. What happened was is that the one table went to print prior to us actually voting on that. So there is a little bit of a discrepancy there in case somebody asks.
Thank
but
you.
Don't forget to tell your employees to be sure, and if they need to make any changes, now's the time, and also to enroll for Flex, and be sure and read all the information that came out this year. Thank you. Oh yeah, come to meetings. We've got lots of meetings.
Schedule posted in the